This is Time Out with the Psalms, and now we're looking at Psalm 11. We don't know the circumstances for this psalm. Perhaps it's a time when David is in difficulty with King Saul, or perhaps later in his life when he's being persecuted by his son Absalom. Psalm 11 says, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrows upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tries the righteous, but the wicked and him that loves violence his soul hates. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright." When all is in turmoil and trouble, the psalmist says we should trust in the Lord. We should depend upon God, who is our sure refuge. He also reminds us that when temptation comes, to doubt and to fear, to be afraid, when the foundations are shaken, when everyday life has become a struggle, that we should lift up our eyes to the Lord. He is our hope. He is our salvation. In the promise of this psalm, the expectation that God will deliver us. Remember that God is on his throne, and even the trial has come by the purpose of God. It's not taking God by surprise or taking God off guard. And so we can be thankful that our God does sit on the throne. And though men may rage against us and circumstances may conspire against us, yet we can trust our Lord. I want to share also this psalm in metric verse as well. It's very brief. "I in the Lord do put my trust. How is it then that ye say to my soul, flee as a bird unto your mountain high? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, their shafts on string they fit, that those who upright are in heart they privily may hit. If the foundations be destroyed, what hath the righteous done? God in his holy temple is, in heaven is his throne. His eyes do see, his eyelids try, men's sons the just he proves. But his soul hates the wicked man and him that violence loves. Snares, fire, and brimstone, furious storms on sinners he shall rain. This as the portion of their cup doth unto them pertain. Because the Lord most righteous doth in righteousness delight, and with a pleasant countenance beholdeth the upright." Father, we pray you would give us hope and trust in you when the storms rage, when the struggle is most intense, when the enemies seem to be succeeding against the people of God and the purposes of God. We know it's not so. Father, help us to trust you and ask you to deliver us as you see fit, when you see fit, in the way you see fit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.